Your payroll deadline is rapidly approaching, but you're not waking up in a cold sweat, afraid you've forgotten to pay your staff, because with QuickBooks Payroll, it's all under control. So while QuickBooks is speeding through your pay runs, calculating pension contributions, and managing your taxes all in one place, you can chill like a koala in a hammock.
Search for QuickBooks Payroll. Intro offer for advanced payroll until 15th of November 2019. Visit quickbooks.co.uk for details. QuickBooks. Backing you.
Yeah. With bars and hoops, Lamar and swoops, back alley cats, the backdoor cuts with alley oops, posting up. You on block or Mike and Booth and kick it out to one who likes to shoot. Oh yeah, and we merging them. Got 50 with a surgeon and some throwbacks like Snoop Dogg with Magic Irvin's and some more in like Master P and Dr. Irvin Blend. Or how about maybe a little Wayne speaking on Bird back then? Balls and hoops, y'all, we hitting up all courts. For now with the sports talk, next we talk all sports, back to it. Got Jada and Jamal Croft, haters get crossed out, crossed up across all actual facts, points of view that you never seen from your favorite artists, like talking about Devil Green or Gerald Wallace, whoever's on your favorite team. El Amin on the verse and still be great on the name for B&H. Drake's opinion on Spates, one synopsis of Blake, tip on Horford's fate, the facts we giving them straight, the truth they shitting on hate, who sports Nate's first date, so true or you can debate, on who you really done rate, come through it really be great, the truth of fact like a state, AAM or Prime 8, please remember, bars and hoops, the center of the hood, make it part of your agenda.
What up, what up, what up, y'all? Bars and Hoops, Stills the Great, episode 30. You know, this episode is going to, you know, cover, you know, the current state of affairs in the country. You know, to me, I think this episode was long overdue, you know what I mean, with the state of everything going on in the country and the world, you know, with the whole Colin Kaepernick situation, you know, now Marshawn Lynch, you know, everybody's comments and things on that, man. You know, today me and my co-host, Zy Flair, is going to touch on a lot of that. You know
what
I mean?
What's up, what's up,
word, man. Hopefully y'all enjoy it. But, you know, man, just setting it off, man. Like, I definitely, you know, been watching what's been going on lately. And, you know, I respect my man, Beast Mode, Marshawn Lynch. Shout out to Marshawn Lynch. You know, they focusing on him now because he didn't stand for the national anthem, man. He basically sat down. And he said that he's been doing that for many years. So what's your take on that, champ?
He said, I read the article today. Somebody on Facebook posted it. My homegirl Dawn posted on Facebook about that. And he said he's been doing it for the last 11 years. But he doesn't say why. So I guess it doesn't turn a blind eye. Maybe if he says... what Kaepernick says, then people will make it worse than what it is.
Yeah.
But being that he's just doing it to do it, him and the Raiders owner spoke, and
that's crazy. They spoke to him after that?
No, him and the owner spoke directly to him. Uh-huh. The article says, and they on the same page because he's big on standing for the national anthem. But
oh, yeah.
Marshawn was
Jack
like, I've been I've been doing this for the last 11 years or whatever.
Yeah.
I just do it for me. There's no particular reason why, I just do it to do it. So I guess he wanted to get that out the way before they be cool.
Yeah, that's crazy though, because he did it for 11 years. They never focused in on it until now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And he's a big star. Like, everybody know Beast Mode.
Yeah, and they said it was photos of him when he was standing.
Oh, throughout the 11 years?
Yeah, that's what the article says. It was photos a few times of him when he was standing.
Nothing showing it, though.
They just say he was standing at some point. I know they showed one picture where he was standing for the Super Bowl. I don't know if that's when they won that year. But, I mean, if he's standing, he stands.
Yeah.
If he don't, he don't.
Yeah. Listen,
I always thought you had the right to do what you want.
That's a fact, and that's what I don't understand. Like, people got freedom of speech. You got the right to do whatever. And it's like, yo, man, you know, in this country... You know, race is an issue, police brutality is an issue, all types of different injustices are the issue, but it seems like people get real sensitive and touch on everything that has to do with that. And I hate to say it, and I don't want to come across as wrong as anything, but the LGBTQ community. If you attack them, then you're the worst person in the world. Please. You know what I'm saying? And this is no knock on what they do. People have the freedom to do whatever they want, like whoever they want, be whatever they want to be. This is not me attacking them, but I'm just pointing out what it looks like to me from my stance. You know what I'm saying? And, this whole situation is crazy, man. You know, this man had a peaceful protest. He didn't go out, slander anybody, say anything. He just took a knee.
That's it. Quietly.
Yeah, quietly. And they made it into this big thing about, oh, it's him spitting in the face of everybody that protects this country and all this other dumb shit that don't got nothing to do with nothing.
What does the service got to do with that? Even if you fought to protect our country, you fought for us to have to write a freedom of expression.
Exactly. Freedom.
Period.
Facts.
So what's the problem? It's not a slap in the face to them. It's not a slap in the face to anybody else.
Exactly.
It is what it is.
Exactly.
He didn't riot. He didn't go crazy.
Exactly.
These people went crazy yesterday in Virginia.
Oh, man.
Then they were spewing hate.
Yo.
So why isn't those same people being even... Oh, man, I got so much
it's
to
It's crazy.
Tell about that,
yo,
man.
I'm telling you, yo. I seen the pictures, kid. Yeah, and it's funny. Because I seen Yayo. Shout out to Tony Yayo, man. He posted a picture on Instagram, man. It's a lot of, it was a lot of those people down there in Virginia.
He was down there?
No. He wasn't down there. But it was a photo that they showed on social media and the news and everything with all those guys. What do they call those torches that they had?
I don't know, man. Yeah. But what's the name? My man Michael Rappaport was like, they brought those from Home Depot. Like. And it looked like it. Yo, things you stick in the backyard and light them up.
Exactly.
You know?
Keep the bugs away.
For real.
Yeah, yeah. It was like, yo, look at this. Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah. And that's what Michael Rappaport was saying. Yo. He was like, you got to be a real loser on a Friday night to have nothing else better to do. Than no parties, no nothing.
Oh, they college kids.
Most of them were college kids. That he said, I don't know the particulars, but he said you got to be a real loser to be in college on a Friday night protesting. No parties, you ain't with no chicks, nothing.
No chicks getting no ass. Some niggas is tight, like, yo, fuck it.
Fucking hate mongers.
Motherfuckers is running cars into crowds, man. It's crazy, man. You know, that's kind of one of the reasons why I never wanted to move down south, man, because of that element, kid. It's not like up here in New York. Don't get me wrong. You got people that probably feel that way up north.
It's everywhere.
Fact.
It's just a lot of that shit strong in the south.
Yeah.
A lot of that shit.
Yeah, kid. It's crazy down south, man. And just to see that, man. And to see that it's not really, it's like, it should be all over the place. You don't hear Trump on Twitter. You don't hear none of these politicians coming out really and saying much.
Let me tell you something. Trump was forced to say what he said yesterday.
What did he say exactly?
Really, basically,
took offense to what he said.
Basically, he just said, you know, we don't need to hate. We should all be together, such and such. He's not denouncing.
He's not?
No, he didn't say anything about the white people spewing the white hate. He didn't say nothing. He just said, oh, basically, his speech was, we can all get along, blah, 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 blah. He's not telling the white people, what are you doing? Why y'all doing this? Chill out. Da-da-da. And that's why everybody's coming down on his ass. That's why everybody's coming down. Ever since the election, when all those people were beating up the black people at the rallies and everything, he never said nothing against, he never said nothing against that.
And it's crazy because look how we talking about that. White supremacist groups and KKK and all them coming together. But Colin Kaepernick's situation of him kneeling was more of a disturbance to the country and the people than what's going on right now in Virginia, man. And it's crazy, man. This shit is insane, man. And this is what he was kneeling for, to shed light on shit like this, man. It was mainly for police brutality and all the injustices that we go through on a daily basis, but now this whole racism shit, like this whole 1940s, 50s America.
Full circle.
In full circle now, 2017. I never thought that I would really see this type of stuff going on to this day. And my mentality is like this, man. And you know, I don't care who gets offended. It's either me or them if it comes down to it. And more than likely, it's gonna be them.
than me.
Of course.
And I hate to say it that way.
I want
to
live too.
Facts. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I'm not letting another person's hate be the fate of me. You know what I'm saying? And to see that going on in Virginia, man, I really feel for those people, man. I really feel for the people mm-hmm. down there. And where it's happening at, in Charlottesville. Like, I know a few people in Charlottesville. Mm. And you know them too. I ain't gonna really put them on blast that. But, you know, it'd be a lot of tough talking online and all of this stuff going on. And you seeing all these people, world star videos and everybody banging on each other. Where's all these people now when you're on attack? You know, you're under attack.
The biggest problem is unification, man.
Come on. Yeah, man.
Unification. If we busy worrying about each other, who got what, jealousy, hate.
Yeah.
This fool did this, this fool did that, this one got more than me, so I'm going to kill him and blah, blah, blah. It's ridiculous, man.
Yeah, man. It's crazy, man. It's definitely crazy, man. But I see that, man, and I see not enough people really fighting back. And, you know, and I hate to sound negative, man, but, you know, back in the days when all of that gang culture and stuff was created by Mike Conception and, you know, guys like that, Tukey Wilson, you know, Larry Hoover and all that, it was all created in positive light to protect the community from police brutality and all the injustices that was happening in the black communities back in the days. A lot of these kids now, they just taking it, look at it as like, yo, some fad, and it's a culture mm-hmm. of ignorance, you know what I'm saying, and negativity. You know what I mean? This is when the gangs should really be standing up to protect people in their communities. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying to be violent or whatever, but you need to stand your ground and protect your people. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, that's a whole nother story, man. But, yeah. You know, back to the whole Colin Kaepernick situation, man. Michael Vick took a lot of heat a couple of weeks ago for what he said. And I agree with some of what he said. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day.
I think the only thing I heard, that was the only thing that they said that they pointed out about what he said was right. Him cutting his hair. I didn't know anything else that he said besides that.
And people took that in the wrong way. You know what I'm saying? I understood what Michael Vick was basically saying. He's like, yo, basically you still a worker. If you want to work for somebody else, meaning these owners,
gotta perform.
You gotta not even perform, you gotta present yourself in a certain light. Yeah, you took your stance, you did what you did. He left a lot of money on the table, kid, and I would commend him for that.
What, $14 million?
Yeah, he opted out of his contract. Yeah. His money was guaranteed.
He had 100.
Come on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He opted out of his contract. He sacrificed. He left a lot of money on the table and took that stance. Now, you're turning around, everybody else is speaking for you, like Ray Lewis was saying. Everybody's speaking for you, but nobody's hearing from you. From now, from what I'm hearing, his stance is he's willing to stand now for the anthem. Okay.
Yeah, I seen that.
Yeah, if you're willing to stand for the anthem, then you need to follow what Michael Vick said. Clean your image up a little bit. I ain't saying the hair shit, but don't walk around with police pigs on your socks. Don't wear shirts that's offensive to a certain community, like the Cuban community. That's why he couldn't get a job in Miami, mm-hmm. because of the Fidel Castro shirt.
And they run that.
Come on. You know what I'm saying?
It's a load of Cubans in
Miami.
Yeah.
Come on, kid. Like, you got to move smarter if you going to play that game. If you want to be a political activist, then be an activist. You know what I'm saying?
He has to have more people stand up with him. Like, back in the days,
mm-hmm.
it was a bunch of people like that.
Mm-hmm.
There were the Jim Browns, the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's, and Muhammad Ali's, this and that.
Facts. Sitting around a table together.
Together. All different sports associations. So now, it's only Colin.
Yeah.
There's nobody from baseball. Yeah. There's nobody from basketball. Yep. LeBron spoke up on Trump and he wore the I Can't Breathe shirts and stuff like mm-hmm. that. He spoke in there. Mm-hmm. They all got to get up.
Yeah.
The football players got to, if you want to make a change, mm-hmm. y'all got to stand up or mm-hmm. Colin Kaepernick has to sit down. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's the only two ways it goes that I see. So
and that's what I was saying.
He still got to eat and feed his family.
That's a fact. That's exactly what I was saying the other day, man. Like you just mentioned, you know what I'm saying? You will see pictures of Jim Brown, Kareem, Muhammad, Oscar Robinson.
Yeah, all at the table.
Ali, all of them at the table fighting against social justice.
At a worst time.
Yeah, fact. And a much worse time. The athletes of today, they don't take pride in our culture and our people like that. And I hate to say it that way, but you're right. You know what I'm saying? And I was saying this the other day. I'm like, yo, I can't get mad at Colin Kaepernick. I got to get mad at the rest of the players in the NFL. If all the players came together and said, we're not playing week one, you know how much money they'll affect?
Hell yeah.
They'll hurt the owners' pockets. They'll hurt the gambling outlets. They'll hurt the sports. They'll hurt the whole world.
Vegas will be crippled.
Vegas, everybody. You see, everybody's going to feel it.
You see what Sherman said? Richard Sherman said, yo, y'all got to stand up, but y'all got to be real willing to lose a few dollars.
That's a fact.
That's going to happen. But if you want what's right, you can't get it without sacrifice.
That's a fact. And Richard Sherman
is a smart dude. And he's telling what it is.
Nah, facts. Cool. He's a smart dude. He's the only one that always stands up against the NFL.
Period.
Don't matter what. That's that Stanford graduate. That's that Stanford education.
And his mentality. He stay calling out Roger Goodell. Yeah. He's like, yo, you got us like this. Listen, he stay calling him out. Man. But after a while, they may try to hit him too. But we'll see what it is, man. Like, I don't know.
I respect
unification. That's it.
I respect Richard Sherman. And like you say, unification, man. And I just hope that this whole Marshawn Lynch situation is the start of something else to inspire other players to also bring note of it, man. Because there's no reason why Kaepernick shouldn't have no job right now. It's no reason. He's better than
I wonder what they're going to, how they're going to take Spike Lee's
the rally.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to get a lot of
news coverage. Yeah, because he tweeted it, so the media is already on it.
Yeah,
it's already on social media. He tweeted it, and it's actually the media that made all these situations worse than what it is anyway.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So Colin Kaepernick, he kneeled down. Now Marshawn Lynch does it in the preseason game, and it's all over.
Exactly.
I turned on the Sports Center this morning. Marshawn Lynch. What's going to happen with Marshawn Lynch?
Y'all know what I'm here for.
Exactly.
That's my guy.
And him and the owner spoke directly. He's like, yo, I'll do it just to do it. That's me.
Facts.
Yeah, he don't care. I'm doing it for this and that. Once Colin Kaepernick said, I'm doing it for injustice of black people, that's when everybody start coming out. Now the media's take it and they run with it and multiply it by 100.
Yeah.
So it is what it is.
I respect Marshawn, kid. During the Super Bowl, he was like, nigga, I know what I'm here for.
Exactly.
I know why I'm here. Because it's my obligation. I don't want to be fined.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying?
Only here so I don't get fined. The whole press conference.
Yeah, that's my guy. So you know he definitely don't care.
He fulfilled his obligation.
Facts.
He just didn't answer your questions.
And if you notice, he been in mad commercials after that.
Yeah.
He doing, like, he got his own shows. Like, he hustled the game well. That's that Oakland. Shout out to Oakland, California,
and at the same time, got his brand out there because he had on the Beast Mode hat.
The cleats, everything. They was trying to stop him. And, yo, I operate to this day. I look at it as, yo, that was a conspiracy, man.
Yeah.
And that's why Seattle lost. Pete Carroll, dumbass, wanted to have Russell Wilson as the MVP.
MVP rather than him.
Than Beast Mode. Because you already know what he been.
That would have been a knife.
Facts. Like, I know what I'm here for. I got my trophy.
That'd have been a nightmare.
Shout out to Oakland.
For real. That'd have been a nightmare.
That's
for
my guy, man. Word, man.
So what's this guy named? Tom Brady was fighting with the damn commissioner all off season in court. You know what I'm saying? Now you gotta present me with a damn trophy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So what? Now what? Now you look stupid on TV.
Kid, and they got an easy road again this year, bro. They going to just waltz into the Super Bowl again.
They got there.
Nobody in their division is going to be. The Jets are terrible. Buffalo done traded away all their players.
Sammy Watkins, that's crazy.
Yeah, Sammy Watkins, right? Shit, they should have traded him to New York, kid, for real. The only
threat to them is Oakland. And that's if
that's it.
And that's if Carr stay healthy.
That's a fact. Yeah, Denver's doo-doo. Yeah, the AFC is washed. Pittsburgh is, you know what I'm saying, they old. Ben Roethlisberger looked like he on his last leg.
He say he might retire after this year.
Yeah, Ben Roethlisberger. We know what Ben do. Ben
Roethlisberger.
Facts. Like, come here in this bathroom in the store. Let me show you a little something about this arm. You know what I'm saying? Word. You know what I mean? Shit is crazy, man.
Fuck out of here.
But yeah, man, it's going to be an interesting offseason. Interesting season, man, because this Colin Kaepernick situation, man, it's not going anywhere. It's going to be spoken about every week until he gets a job. And he should have a job right now, man. Somebody needs to hire him. John Mara, the owner of the Giants, came out and said he'll have a job before the season is over. But it's like,
yeah, but if that's the case, he was supposed, I heard they were, the Giants were in the mentions to hire him. So what happened with that?
Nah, they were, you know why?
I heard the fans spoke out against that.
Yeah. You want to know why it would never happen in New York? I ain't going to say never, because anything can happen. Never say never. But it'll be a PR nightmare for any New York team.
Any team.
Any team, but more so in New York, kid. This is the media capital of the world, kid. You bring somebody like Colin Kaepernick in here, yo, that's all the stories is going to be about.
Yeah, but did they mention that it was one point where he was on Queens.
Who?
Colin Kaepernick.
He was in Queens?
I read in one point he was in Queens at the parole office giving people suits.
Get the fuck out of here.
You can Google it. I read it online a couple of months ago. He was out there giving people suits at the PO office.
Wow.
See,
and this is where the hip hop community, man, can play a big role in helping Kaepernick and helping spread awareness. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is what guys like Puff.
They have the platform.
Exactly, they got the platform. Puff,
But they rather talk about blood shoes and stuff like that.
You know what I mean? Jay, this would be the perfect opportunity for Jay to be like, I'm coming. You know they ain't stopping Jay. Jay already, and Beyonce make up a bill.
His status is so high that it's nothing you can do to him. You can't push him down. Yeah. Anybody lower? Yeah, but his status?
Yeah.
If he speak it, they gonna
fuck with him.
They can't say nothing.
Facts.
What could you say?
Facts. You see J. Cole shouted him out at the concert.
Yeah.
Took pictures with him. And that was
in Baltimore.
Yeah, exactly.
And he got in their ass for not signing him.
Yeah,
so
Baltimore need him, kid. And Baltimore, I love Baltimore. Shout out to Baltimore, man. My man PJ 8 Trey, the Ghost. You know what I mean? But yeah, Baltimore is definitely a place that he should be playing right now.
Yeah.
Joe Flacco ain't playing for the rest of the year. The guy that they got, I forgot his name, Ryan Mallett.
How do you get, bum. How does, I watched the Cowboys game last night. How does Kellen Moore have a job and Colin Kaepernick don't? How does Gabbert, whatever his first name is, got a job and Colin Kaepernick don't?
And that's who started over
these
him.
These are trash quarterbacks, man. They are signing these people. And then the insult at the injury, I can understand the politics in Miami, but yeah. Jay Cutler.
Yeah,
come
Cutler.
On, man.
Nah, but Cutler, he retired too early. You know what I'm saying? But he was just in a bad situation.
He
wanted to
play
Chicago.
Football, man.
Facts.
He has that thing like, how you in the Super Bowl, the NFC Championship game, whatever, you can't run, but you riding a bike. I seen Aaron Rodgers on one leg torch my Cowboys on one leg, but Jake Cutler can't run, but he's riding an exercising bike on the sideline. Get the fuck out of here, man. You can't be serious. He deserve every bit of scrutiny he get. He got a free $10 million this year.
$10 million. Easy $10 million, man.
But you know, it's the privilege, man.
Yeah, that all facts. That's big time. It's more than ever, man. 2017, we see that more than ever on all walks of life, man. It's about that privilege, man. And it's crazy. You know what I mean? It's definitely sad that it's like that. You know what I mean? I hope it changes, but it doesn't look like it, man. Don't look like it's going to change anytime soon.
Yeah.
And it definitely don't look like it's going anywhere anytime soon. Cuzzo, what's happening, man? We live in the basement. You already know what we doing, kid. What's good with it? We on that cast live, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, where
Cuzzo just stepped in the building. What's happening? Looking like Hulkamania. You know what I'm saying? For real. The cups, nigga, we on live, man. Grab a cup, man. Grab some tequila. Okay. Grab the pineapple juices in the fridge, man. Make yourself at home, man. But yeah, man. But Yeah, man.
You about to what?
Okay, Woodlawn?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Yeah, so you in and out like a robbery. Okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah, man. Well, shit, man. I dig it, man. Well, we talking about right now, we talking about the whole Colin Kaepernick situation, man. I wish you could have stayed. Yeah, everybody kneeling. Yeah. Everybody need to. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody.
They need to.
Yeah.
Everybody need to do that.
The whole everybody.
Facts. You know what I'm saying? Definitely should be, man.
NFL is 85% black people.
Well, we need 85% people kneeling. So it should be 90%. The white people need to be
y'all see? Can't play no games if we ain't playing.
And that
y'all,
number,
which means y'all don't get paid.
And that number, 85, man. And all of them NFL players is looking like 85ers right now. Shout out to the Gods and Earths, Nation of Islam.
No doubt.
You know what I mean? 5% Nation. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
But yeah, man, you know, it's a shame, man, that, you know, all of these guys ain't standing with Kaepernick like that. You know what I mean? But,
I
hope. Huh?
Might need a Negro football league.
A Negro football.
That's what they're saying. Start our league.
Listen, and
go from
listen,
there.
Listen, Jerick Jeter, MJ, I hope y'all listening. Magic, you got the chips, kid. Make that happen. You know what I'm saying? Start up a league for our own people. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be hard. Yeah, it's going to be hard to get it televised and all that because, you know, Big Brother's the one that's in control of everything. But I think something like that needs to happen.
So for all the talents over there,
yeah,
you got to watch them.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
Yeah.
That's a super fact. You know what I'm saying? Word, man. But, you know, switching gears, man. You know, what you thought about what Shannon Sharpe's stance on everything is when he was talking back with Ray Lewis, man?
I don't fuck with Shannon Sharpe.
Word.
Only when he get on his LeBron tirade. Pretty much, I agree with everything he said. Yeah. He kept it 100. Now, I think Ray Lewis was on some more cornball shit.
Yeah, that nigga was a coon. Let's call it what
you
it
gotta,
was,
you
man.
Gotta,
and I like Ray Lewis.
Get back on the field. How the fuck you gonna get back on the field if nobody's signing you?
Yeah, kid.
You gotta let your play show. How did he learn from you? You're a murderer.
Yeah. allegedly.
Allegedly.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Ray got into some trouble back
you
in the day.
You got way worse than what Colin Kaepernick ever did.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to Josh Brown?
Privilege. The kicker was beating on his stick. The kicker, of all people, beating on his girl. You know what I'm saying?
The kicker. All you do is kick the ball.
All you do is kick the ball, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Fuck out of here. The fucking kicker beating up on his girl. You know what I mean?
That's
I don't
crazy.
Yeah, that was deep from Pump It Up.
Yeah.
Word, man. Yo, man. It's crazy, man. The kick out here abusing chicks, abusing his wife,
well,
and he gets the pass.
He's out the league.
Yeah, so, he is out the league. That's
so,
for sure. Yeah, he's definitely out the league.
Now.
Yeah, he's definitely out the league.
It's just. The only thing I can say is the players have to stand, man. The Players Association of a National League gave Goodell control for 10 years.
Yeah.
So, any instance, any stance got to come from the players.
Yeah.
People can boycott if they want.
Yeah.
But the owners made their money because they got corporations that buy tickets.
Facts.
Fans still buying tickets.
Facts.
So they still getting their money.
Exactly.
The players don't go out there and play. Or they sit on the side of the field and just sit down.
Everybody's hurt.
Everybody. So now what?
And that's what they need to do. That's what I don't understand. It's like, yo, how don't they exercise that power? The league cannot replace every player in the NFL. I'm sorry.
Nah.
They wouldn't have made it to the NFL
not
if 80, it was that easy.
Not 80% or something. The,
yeah.
the whole game would be shit.
Yeah,
because
come on,
you would
man.
Get scabs in there of who?
Who?
Bums.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Bums.
Exactly.
CFL players, they can replace referees, and now they told me I'm making the referees permanent, but you can't replace talent.
They'll put talented players. They'll put CFL, the Arena League people.
Come on, man.
It'll look like the XFL. All
come
the fucking.
Yeah, word.
She
for
hate,
real. They
she hate me, you know.
Vince McMahon ain't gonna come out of nowhere.
Yeah, right?
She hate me.
She
it'll
hate
be a
me.
Whole debacle again.
Yeah,
but
kid.
But they're hitting right in the nuts. Right in the fucking nuts. They're hitting right in the nuts.
That's a fact.
They own all of that. It's not a black owner in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Not one. At least in the NBA, I can say Jordan.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And in baseball, I can say Magic for the Dodgers.
No question.
You know what I'm saying? He's, even if he's not a full owner, he's a percentage owner of the L.A. Dodgers.
Yeah, Magic is
Magic
doing
got his chips.
Yeah, he's doing his, he doing his numbers, kid. Movie theaters, Starbucks, franchises.
His grandkids ain't got to do shit for the rest of their life.
Nah, his son is a different story, but hey.
Man, well, he got more than one son.
Well, you know,
One son turned into a daughter, but you know.
It is what it is. Man.
EJ turned to Ellen.
Word,
that's facts. A whole nother topic on that.
Shout out to Magic, man. It's all love. I hope they don't blackball me for that one, man. But anyway, man, we don't need to be blackballing nobody. You know what I'm saying? Carry that with you. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But you know, man, it's just sad, man. It's sad that we're in a day and time where you can definitely get blacklisted for your thoughts on how you feel about anything political. You know what I'm saying?
It's either you conform or not.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Definitely. It's definitely either or. You know what I mean?
And they run this shit. Yeah. And then you look at these guys. These guys are 70, 60, 70 years old.
Slave owners.
Already in their ways.
You know what I'm saying?
It is
what it is. Slave owners. Definitely slave owners that's on their shit and doing what they've been doing
for years. It is.
And I hate to say it that way, but that's how they treat professional athletes, like cattle.
Of course.
Sheeps and herds. You know what I'm saying?
When you that's why they have this mentality of they don't care about you. Yeah. The next person, there'll be a next Allen Iverson, there'll be a next LeBron James, there'll be a next Colin Kaepernick, there'll be a next whoever.
Yeah, somebody's going to be willing to definitely step in and
that'll say yes, sir.
Yeah, facts. Yes, sir. No, sir.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it just got to go back to that time. Man. And I like to bring it back, you know, to that time, man, where you had Kareem around the table. You had Muhammad Ali. You had Jim Brown. You had Oscar Robertson, man. Those days, the black man was held in a stronger light than they are now. You got guys like LeBron that try to step up. You know, Carmelo, he transformed into New York, and I think that's kind of like why he wants to stay in New York, because he's become this big philanthropist and he's doing a lot of things. He's starting to get into the social activist thing. But we need more athletes to come together, like you said, from different sports.
Definitely.
Football players need to combine themselves and form a conglomerate with basketball players. Guys like Floyd Mayweather, and I hate to bring up Floyd because, you know, Floyd took a picture with Agent Orange.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? His first week in office, you know what I'm saying? Floyd about that money, you know what I'm saying? Floyd is the new age Don King, only in America.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? And I hate to say that, but, you know, I love Floyd as a boxer. I just wish that he would do more to uplift his people. Especially the ones that helped him.
Hey, if you showing all that bread,
facts,
all the time, what are you doing? What are you doing with it besides just showing it off and you opening the strip club?
Facts.
And this, what are you doing with it? What you doing for us?
Word. This is no disrespect to Floyd Mayweather. I respect his skill, the craft that he mastered, but he has a platform that he could do so much more to uplift his people than what he does. You know what I'm saying? And I just wish that, you know, he would take more of a stance in that light. Look at Ali. That's what really made Ali the greatest. Mm-hmm. Look at when he died.
Ali can walk down the block with no bodyguards.
Ali Boumbaye. You know what I mean?
And no bodyguards, and the people love him.
Come on.
Floyd got to walk through with like 30 bodyguards, 6'8".
Yeah.
And you're chilling. Because you walk around with a bag. If they see you with a bag, you already know what it is.
That's a fact. It's hunting season. You know what I'm saying?
Got you, boy.
And I respect Floyd, man. I love his craft. I love him as a boxer. I just think that he can do so much more with his platform, but he chooses not to. They can't touch him. You already self-made.
Yeah.
You made yourself into that.
Yeah.
He defied the odds boxing
game.
There's
no middleman with him.
No middleman. De La Hoya and them hate him for that. You know what I'm saying?
All those people got to get De La Hoya a percentage.
Mm-hmm.
So,
this man went from Grand Rapids, Michigan, and made a home in Vegas. Now that's his permanent home where he gets all of his bread.
Exactly.
Nothing goes down in the MGM. Like, look, they just had that fight with Kovalev and Ward. They fought in Mandalay Bay. They ain't fighting the MGM. You know what I'm saying? But that just shows you how big Floyd is for the sport. You know, this whole, I don't know how true it is, but somebody called me today and was like, yo, him and McGregor, that fight may be in jeopardy. Did you hear anything about that?
Why?
I guess because of the backlash. It's not facts. I may be hearing things wrong, but they were saying that because of the backlash, fans, people may not really want to watch it, but people been paying.
I ain't paying to watch it.
$100 for pay-per-view?
Hell no.
For that?
I'm not even going to... as much as I would love to go to a bar to watch, I won't even do that. I would go to a bar to watch... I would go to a bar for the atmosphere. I'm not going...
For the fight.
For the fight.
Yeah.
And the bar is most likely going to charge you for that night, $20, $30 ahead, which is not really nothing.
Nah, that's not bad.
But
that's not bad at all.
If I stayed at home, Fire Stick.
And it gets it. You know what I mean? Shout out to the Fire Stick, man.
Fire Stick.
You done saved a lot of people a lot of money, man,
you
on cable bills
life.
And everything. You know what I mean?
You saved my life.
For real, man.
I love you.
Word, but switching gears, man. We done touched on the whole Kaepernick situation, Shannon Sharpe, Ray Lewis, Michael Vick. The state of the country, man, with this whole Ku Klux Klan emergence. And you know what's so crazy, man? I had marched from New York to D.C., what was it, 2 years ago. My son was there, you know, Carmen Perez. Shout out to the Justice League, you know what I mean? I had marched down there with Tamika Mallory and, you know, Carmen Perez, my son, all those people. And, like, when we left Staten Island, when we started getting into, like, Jersey and, like, Pennsylvania, the Klan is alive and well, bro. It's alive and well. When we got to...
They came out?
No, but you just seen areas that it was. And then police, because throughout the time, they knew that we was marching through. Police didn't allow us to march through certain areas
because of the Klan. Let me tell you a story.
Yeah.
I went down to Georgia. I want to say in 2000. And my cousin slash brother, we grew up in the same house since I was a baby.
Yeah.
I rode with him with work. He does plumbing. Yeah. So I rode with him the day I didn't want to stay in the house or whatever. We drive to some neighborhood in Buckhead.
Uh-huh.
It's his last job of the night.
Uh-huh.
When we get to those communities, it's like certain communities down there where you go in there, it's like, they'll show the name of the community before you go in. This community says, if you are of color,
In Buckhead.
If you are of color, it's crazy. If you are of color, do not enter this. It was about 8:30, 8 o'clock, because it was getting dark. Do not enter this neighborhood without something, risk of precaution or something like
what?
That. Yeah, and he had a job to do in that neighborhood, so. He called the office. We turned back around and bounced. And
Get
out there, you are legal to carry.
Yeah.
You know
what
I'm saying? You ain't got to go through all the shit we got to go through here.
Yeah. Facts.
So he had a 9mm or whatever. We turned right back around and left.
Wow.
And because when people think of Buckhead, they think of this where T.I. and them from.
Yeah,
no, it's different. It's different areas. That. This is Georgia.
That's
Georgia. Between Georgia. South Carolina,
Mississippi,
Alabama, all of those places, man, that shit is serious out there. I've never seen racism until I seen that at that point in my life. And once I seen that, he said, I told you, he's been living down there since 95.
Wow.
And I was like, yo,
wow.
He said, see, I told you, it is what it is. I was like, yo, they got a sign that said that shit.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
Don't come in their neighborhood, man.
Yeah, and that's crazy because, you know, like I said, I saw that going through New Jersey. I was surprised that it was Klan in New Jersey and it was Klan in PA. But when we got to Maryland, that's when we really started seeing, like, certain areas. They was like, yo, nah, you can't walk through here.
The perception.
Grand Wizards.
The perception of Maryland, to us... It's what we see on the wire.
Yeah.
We don't see other parts of
it. Yeah,
Maryland
facts.
On TV. We don't see those parts. We see the hood.
Facts.
We see that image. We don't see that image where those people... There's nice areas in every part of the country.
Yeah.
But we don't see that area. Yeah. You don't see that on TV. Everything they make, from what they show on TV in Maryland is what, it's like, damn, I don't even want to go there. Fucking with that. Philly, man. All those places, I'm not fucking with
that. I love Philly, man. Shout out to Philly, man. The city of brotherly hate. You know what I mean? I love Philly, though, man. I love Philly,
down,
man.
We running up the steps like Rocky.
Facts. Yo, shout out to my homie, Ronnie Boone. I see you, boy. I'm coming down there. Next episode, we going to check your nephew. But yeah, man, Philly, I love Philly. And certain parts of Maryland, man. I love Baltimore, man. I love Maryland, man. I love the people down there. I got some good people out there, man. But it's just certain parts, man, of Maryland, man, that we're just not allowed. And it's like...
That's crazy.
And you would never know it, but... Look, Virginia's right there. The whole DMV area. Mm-hmm. It was parts of Virginia I went down last year. And, you know, I was doing my little 9-to-5 thing, and people let it be known, like, yeah, I'm for Trump. You know what I'm saying? I'm for him.
He makes it easy.
I don't want to. I don't want to hear nothing about nobody else.
It's blatant.
Yeah, it's blatant.
They don't care. They don't care what he would represent or have going on. For what? Just by him saying America great, and they know his dialogue, where he's coming from. Yeah. They vote for him or for that.
Make America hate again.
On top of that, I was watching. Man, I want to say something on CBS News in the morning. Prior to the election, this guy was speaking, and I forgot the guy's name, but he was saying the only reason why Trump got into office is because we had Obama in office. So America America would rather put a motherfucker like him in there because of what we had for 8 years. So it ain't about, okay, who's the most sensible motherfucker. You know what? Trump is the total opposite.
I'm trying to tell you, kid.
For them, though.
I know Obama's like, look at what you got. You happy?
You wanted me out.
Word.
You wanted me out.
You don't even hear him talking no more.
Yeah, you wanted me out. He tweeted a couple of things about the thing in Virginia yesterday. I didn't get to read that. My son kept bugging me, but you wanted him out. Y'all blamed everything on him.
Uh-huh.
You know what's crazy? They say, when he says, well, when people say, well, Bush left the country in $17 trillion in debt. Oh, don't blame it on George Bush no more. You're in office, right?
Word.
So now, you go look at websites like Fox News, especially Fox.
Yeah, Fox. The sly Fox.
Or you watch a Trump speech, and he just says, Obama, Obama, Obama,
everything
Obama,
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 like,
Obama did this, Obama did that. Well, you know what?
You're still on Obama.
Like y'all said about Obama with Bush, don't blame it on Obama no more. Now you in office.
That's a fact. That's a fact,
And wash each other's hands. Like,
man,
come on.
Yeah, kid. It's sad, man. It's sad, man. It's sad that, you know, Obama was such a great president, man. And we got this bozo in office now, man. Agent Orange, Ronald McDonald, the clown. Yeah, man, it's just crazy, man. And now everything is coming to a head. But this is good, man, because it's a wake-up call for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Now you know, like Ice Cube said his album, here's what they think about
exactly.
You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly. Real
here's
talk.
What they think about
real
you.
Talk.
Word, kid.
Real talk.
So now we can stop this kumbaya shit. And I don't want to sound like a rebel rouser, but at the end of the day, man, like I said earlier, man, if it comes down to me and them, I'd rather me than them.
The next thing I can see them taking away is the right to bear arms.
Nah, so, you can't. There's no way that's going to happen.
Listen.
The NRA is too powerful.
How could you make us bow down if we got firearms?
The NRA is a strong organization. Now, that organization, they don't really care about color. Because I know a few black people that's part of, down with the NRA.
Well, I need to give me an application.
You know what I'm saying? I know a few people. I hate
to
say it.
I need to get a few.
I know a few people that's with the NRA. The right to bear arms, they not with taking that away. That's like one of the strongest lobbyist groups in the world.
Well, yeah. I need to get a few.
They definitely, yeah, you know what I mean?
It ain't like down south, but see, all you need, man. The difference that is down south, you can go to Walmart and you can buy a 45.
Facts.
You just have to have a 90-day residency.
Facts.
So if you live down there in whatever part of the country, I could just say, well, use my name on the bill for 90 days, but I could walk in the store. Oh, who are you? My name is such and such. Boom. Well, no problem. Up here, I got to fill out a shitload of paperwork, this, that, and the third, and wait for y'all to do a background check to see if I'm legit to carry that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that's how all the gun running started, but that's a whole nother.
Yeah, that's a whole nother topic, man. But, you know, it's just sad, man. America, man, we looking real bad in the eyes of the world, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully, you know, cooler heads prevail, but it doesn't look like it.
It's gonna get worse, man.
Yeah, it's gonna get worse, and this is a whole new animal now, you know what I mean? Like I said, man, I don't ever wanna see no more black on black violence on Facebooks, Instagram, like you show them black girls fighting each other, black kids beating each other up, robbing one another. I don't wanna see none of that no more. With the current state of the world and the country, y'all need to start sticking together, man, and uplifting one another. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Definitely. I don't want to see none of that negativity no more. You know what I'm saying?
If it's any time for these quote unquote Bloods and Crips, if y'all know y'all history,
facts,
come together and protect y'all neighborhoods that y'all quote unquote represent.
Exactly.
So, if you know the history, I know the history.
Facts.
So if you're going to represent that set, know what you originally was here for.
Exactly.
These people don't care. So if you want, we need all the help we can get right now.
And they unified in Maryland and Baltimore when that whole Freddie Gray situation came about.
L.A.
They
too.
They unified.
When
L.A.
all that
too.
Shit happened back in... Damn.
With the Rodney King stuff?
Yeah. They did what they did, but my whole thing is it should stay like that. It should take an incident to do that, and then y'all go back to shooting each other.
Exactly. You know what I mean? And that's the note that we're going to leave it on, man. Y'all need to unify, man. As black people.
We need us.
As minorities, you need to unify and fight back against all of this racial injustices, inequalities, and everything that's going on in the world right now, man, because the world deserves to be a better place, and the U.S. should be a better place, but historically, not so much, man.
You gotta remember, strength is in numbers.
Facts. It's definitely strength in numbers, and I'm not trying to go back to 400 years ago.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not having it. My mentality is not that. And you know what I'm saying? Again, whatever has to come down to me or them, I'd rather me be the survivor.
It's you.
And then the, you know what I'm saying?
Deal with me later.
Word, deal with me later. You know what I'm saying? I'm not having it. You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't either, man. But on that note, my nigga Zai.
Yes, sir.
Always a pleasure, kid.
Yes, sir.
Bars and Hoops, episode 30. Catch us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Follow us, subscribe to us on iTunes, SoundCloud. I hope you're sticking around. But check us out, man. Follow us at Zai. Tell them your social media handle, man.
Instagram, Zai. I mean Z-A-H. A-A-A-M-I-N-130-T-H. Instagram, Zai Young. I mean, Facebook, Zai Young.
You know what I'm saying? And for me, Stills the Great. STELSDAGREAT. That's on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, SoundCloud. And also follow the brand, Bars and Hoops. That's B-A-R-S-A-N-D. H-O-O-P-S. That's on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, SoundCloud. And also visit the website, man. We got shirts, hats, all of that for
sale. Check my man
Definitely.
For themselves, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Shirts,
everything
shirts
is there.
Shirts and hats is on point.
That's facts. www.barsandhoops.com. So on that note, thank y'all for checking in. Stills the Great, Zai Young, Zai Flair. Signing off. Peace.
No doubt.
Fall in love with the brand new iPhone 11 at Tesco Mobile. Only you. Take amazing photos with Apple's best ever ultra-wide lens camera. You can get the iPhone 11 for just $37.75 a month with no additional upfront costs. What's not to love? Search Tesco Mobile or visit us in store. Tesco Mobile. Every little helps.
36-month credit agreement, rolling monthly usage contract. Subject to status, phase policy applies. See tescomobile.com/terms.
Your payroll deadline is rapidly approaching, but you're not waking up in a cold sweat, afraid you've forgotten to pay your staff, because with QuickBooks Payroll, it's all under control. So while QuickBooks is speeding through your pay runs, calculating pension contributions, and managing your taxes all in one place, you can chill like a koala in a hammock.
Search for QuickBooks Payroll. Intro offer for advanced payroll until 15th of November 2019. Visit quickbooks.co.uk for details. QuickBooks. Backing you.